Paul here with today's tip to help you pass ACLS. High-quality CPR with minimal interruptions is a priority when running codes because, along with early defibrillation, it's one of the two factors that has been shown to improve cardiac arrest survival to discharge outcomes. This is why, ideally, the only time we should stop chest compressions is to analyze the rhythm and deliver a shock when V-fib or pulseless V-tach is present. Even then, interruptions to compressions should last no longer than 10 seconds to help us maintain a chest compression fraction of at least 80%. But how do we know if high-quality, effective CPR is being performed? That is today's Pass ACLS tip topic. Although a BLS skill, delivering high-quality CPR with minimal interruptions is a key performance indicator that's a primary focus of today's ACLS classes. If it's been a while since you've done CPR, don't worry. You'll get an opportunity to show off your compression and BVM ventilation skills at your ACLS class. Because high-quality, uninterrupted CPR is so important, a new member of every code team should be a CPR coach. Their job during a code is to ensure that CPR is being performed effectively and provide real-time critical feedback. A few tools are available to aid the CPR coach and team leader to ensure that high-quality CPR is being performed. Compression feedback devices and end tidal waveform capnography are the top two recommended ways to measure if CPR is effective. Real-time compression feedback devices come in a variety of shapes and sizes. The device is usually placed directly on the patient's sternum where the compressor's hands go. Some devices may also require an additional pad be placed under the patient. Compression feedback devices measure compression rate, depth, and recoil, and give audio or visual feedback. We should compress the chest at least 5 centimeters at a rate of 100 to 120 times a minute and allow for full chest recoil for maximum CPR effectiveness. Using a feedback device gives us an objective measure. Many devices have a built-in metronome to help the compressor maintain their rate. Some devices connect directly to the crash cart monitor and will store data to aid in continuous improvement and quality assurance. Waveform capnography is another great way to receive real-time feedback. Measuring end-tidal CO2 waveform capnography can be done while ventilating with a BVM and using a basic airway device, or can be attached to the universal adapter once an endotracheal tube or other advanced airway is placed. When performing good CPR, we should see a peak wave of at least 10 millimeters of mercury. If the wave is less than 10, critical feedback should be provided, including politely asking or suggesting the compressor change roles. Placement of an advanced airway is not a priority during a code, but it does aid us in achieving a higher chest compression fraction, because chest compressions no longer need to pause for breaths. Instead, we simply deliver 10 breaths per minute as one breath every 6 seconds and only stop compressions to analyze the ECG rhythm and safely deliver a shock when it's indicated. Even then, our pause in chest compressions should be less than 10 seconds. If the rhythm is V-fib or pulseless V-tach, chest compressions should continue while the defibrillator charges, further increasing our chest compression fraction. A no-tech way to see if compressions are adequate is to feel for a femoral or carotid pulse while chest compressions are in progress. If you can feel a pulse that matches compressions, good job. Be careful, though, not to stop compressions because someone feels a pulse while compressions are in progress. From an objective QAPI perspective, high-quality CPR should meet these criteria: a compression rate of 100 to 120 per minute, a depth of at least 5 centimeters in allowing for full chest recoil as observed by a feedback device, end tidal CO2 greater than 10 millimeters of mercury, and interruptions last less than 10 seconds, so we provide fast and deep chest compressions at least 80% of the time. This is called the chest compression fraction. I hope that you found this review of effective CPR measures helpful. If so, Be sure to push the plus, subscribe, or follow button on your listening app so you don't miss upcoming episodes. While you're there, consider donating or sharing the link to my fundraiser for the American Cancer Society's fight against breast cancer. Chances are that you know someone that's battled breast cancer, and every donation, regardless of the size, helps the American Cancer Society provide life-saving services. I'm here to help you pass ACLS. Thanks for listening, and good luck with your class.